the consequences would be ugly. And more than that, they would be disastrous to the UK supply chain. On open borders, roll on, roll off. Your lorry goes heading across the Dover-Calais Straits, for example, arrives in Dover, rolls straight onto a ferry, no border checks, and off it goes to Calais and vice versa. It's a very simple system. It's worked for decades, and it ensures our free-flowing supply chain. Now, if you put a five-minute border check, and they'd be a lot longer than that, but if you put a five-minute border check on that lorry, this is a man or a woman in a uniform checking documents, you would create a traffic jam. Now, the traffic jam is not like a traffic jam that you and I and anyone else would know in this country. It's a traffic jam of, frankly, biblical proportions. A 10-minute delay would cause a 20-mile jam in within an hour or so, and then you'd have traffic backing up along the M20, the M26, quite possibly the M25. It would cause extraordinary disruption.
What's going to happen then? I mean, you've got all this stuff that, you know, is presumably destined for shops and factories, actually in the lorries themselves. But will it, you know, eventually the traffic jam clears? I mean, do we just get things a little bit later?
Well, it doesn't clear if you don't stop the border checks, and that's the problem. I mean, there are several issues here, but let's just take the effect on the supply chain. We have what's called a just-in-time supply chain, which means you get your strawberries just in the supermarket with 5 days to go before eat by and all that sort of thing. Well, you know, if they're sitting on the quayside, they're starting to rot, and that's terrible for British consumers. But there's also a whole lot of other stuff, including parts for factories and so forth, that will also be stuck at the quayside. So the NAO report just reveals that in no way have we prepared for this. In no way do we have a solution to the problem. And the border plans are not ready. The staff aren't hired. The IT systems haven't been created. What we're going to do is turn everywhere into a glorified lorry park. Now, what the government is saying and other people are saying today is, oh, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you just use other ports? But Dover-Calais has capacity for 4 million lorries a year. And the reason for that is, number one, it's a short crossing. And number two, it has the systems infrastructure to cope with that level of traffic. None of the other ports do. And by the way, if anything moved to another port, you just have the same level of chaos. So there isn't an easy solution here apart from the current border arrangements, which ensure that the things we need travel smoothly between here and the continent.
How much of this is fudgeable then? I mean, if we are getting to this stage, I mean, this sounds, so you're talking about shortages, you're talking about food and parts, you know, rotting and just not getting in place in time. That's not going to be in anyone's interest. I mean, is this something that, you know, can effectively be worked out with Europe and we'll just say, look, this is what's happening? How do we deal with it?
Well, the government wouldn't come on your program today to explain, but what they've said to me is, don't worry about this. There'll be a deal. It'll be a deal at the last minute. And if there isn't a deal, we, the British, will simply allow the lorries to roll through without checks. Interesting. But that doesn't mean to say that the French won't do the same. And of course, if the French stop lorries on their side, which is highly likely for border checks, the ferries can't sail across the sea because they're not full or they're waiting to get full and so forth. So you've still got disruption to the supply chain. And then the other scenario that's kind of been mapped out today is that, of course, hauliers aren't stupid and they'll see that there are 20, 40-mile queues around Dover, so they'll look for different supply routes and so forth. But what is the alternative? There aren't enough planes to put the stuff on to fly it wherever it is that it needs to fly, because planes have much smaller capacity than a big 44-ton lorry does. And the volume of, and I go back to that 4 million a year, it's about 15,000 a day lorries passing the Dover Straits. They just wouldn't fit on all the planes that we've got, even if we used them all. So, the logistics of what we're talking about here is, and I don't mean to be a doomsayer, I mean, truly frightening. And I think British businesses are beginning to know this. Hauliers absolutely know this. And the public, I think, are beginning to come to terms with this is what a post-Brexit future would look like.